The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
Friday, here we go. Looking live at a sunny and warm Tostitos Championship Plaza outside Ford Center at Star Frisco, where it is 72 degrees in Frisco, sweet. Texas. The high is 75, the low is 60. And
he's Shannon, you're Nate, you got Chris in the back. I'm wannabe Zaddy Kurt. Our man Jesse is out. Together we are hanging with the boys, the sports talk equivalent to Braille. People
feel us.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Good
way
job,
to go.
Kurt.
Ready to go.
Each and every day we're brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Come on, Cooks. We need you to fly this week.
So we got Jesse's score. We'll give that to you later on in the show.
Okay.
Jesse's not with us. Hope everything's okay.
Hope you're all right, Jess.
Hope your butt's okay, Jesse.
Stay out of them trailers. Stay out of them parks.
But man, so we got a double dose of Jesse yesterday because no Nate. And today we're going to get a double dose of Nate because Jesse.
Yes, I'm
so
loving it.
Let's talk about these refs first.
No, we will not.
Nate let us know right off the jump that we were not talking about the refs because every other show has talked about them, and he doesn't want to have any part of it.
And let me tell you why.
Why?
To try to factor in the refs, and it is a part of today's NFL that coaches will go out and scout the future refs that may have potential of calling their games.
And how they call the
games. In just case you have a flux of holding one way or another. Yeah. But that is, don't as fans ever fall to us as media types insinuating or putting a direct or indirect thought in your mind that they're going to decide the games. They are not going to decide these games. The players are going to decide these games. That's why I don't mind us bringing up the refs' names. Give them that, but not the percentages, the flags. We're 17-3 against this guy. You know, like Chris saw Paul and the guy that he's against. He ain't won but one game in like 30 games. I mean, so naturally Chris going to hate the guy. You know, sports hate, I hope, not no human hate. But I'm just –
can't put it in their hands.
Right. The players, come on now.
It's like a fight. Don't let it go to the judges. Yeah.
Thank you.
Knock the man out. Yeah. Take care of it.
Yeah.
You don't got to worry about it. And what we're talking about is John Hussey. The head referee Sunday, and the Eagles are 7-0 when he refs their games.
He getting it in.
Philly has only been called for 6 penalties against 21 versus their opponent.
He got it in.
He refed the Monday Night Football game, Cowboys Eagles last year too. So.
Yeah,
he got it in.
So
Chris.
Yeah. So we just
let you know his record with the Cowboys.
Oh, don't add Chris. Don't add in.
16-4, Nate.
Matter. The mold has been to be broken. The rhythm is finna be shaken.
All right, well,
Cowboys, we gonna thump that.
What was your relationship like with refs? Did you talk to them during the game? Were you buddies with some of them?
No. If you'd be about to fight and all that. They said, move back. I jump way back. You know, yes, sir. Because my game was hands. I'm like the kid over there now, Tyler Smith. If I got my hands on you, it was a lock, baby. Yeah. And so a lot of times I may have been a little bit out of position. And hey, McBig Noon, you all right? You need to get them hands inside. Yes, sir. Sure will do it, sir. Sure will. I wanted to get along with them.
Right.
Because I knew I was going to be good for one offsides a game.
The Pittsburgh's defensive coordinator said they stopped. Is it Bosa? It's Watt.
Yeah, Watt. TJ Watt.
Yeah, he said he thinks the refs just stopped calling holding on Watt, against Watt, because he gets hold every play. So they're like, man, Micah. The great Micah players said the same thing. Micah agreed. He said, yeah, I get held so much they can't. They just stop calling.
That video that I talked about a couple of weeks ago, like literally there were 7 or 8 plays in that hot, and he was like around the neck, and they quit calling it.
The thing that great players have to do is get a little greater. Mm-hmm. I'm just being honest. You don't think I had the whole LT sometime, Lawrence Taylor? A whole lot of times. But he was – God, I just don't want to knock these young studs of today. Get a little better. Hmm. Better – be a better – Randy – I used to laugh at the great Randy White because he would put in karate chops and, yeah, you know, taekwondo moves. And I would laugh. Until I see now that some of these guys need to adapt those checks and hand blocks and rip-ups and all of the stuff he used to do, especially as quick as these players are, as fast as they are. Because offensive linemen are not getting better. They're only getting worse with the holding. I'm telling you. And no one is teaching these young babies. You can go out to the Pop Warners, and all the fat guys do is – you know, eat donuts and hold folks. That's all they do. That's all these people teach their kids. Just eat donuts. Mama, I want a peanut sandwich, a peanut butter sandwich. Okay, baby, hold the player there. We'll get you. Yeah.
Man. I met a unicorn last night.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay.
Porzingis?
No. I met a Philly fan that was actually polite and nice and talked reasonable football talk with me and actually said he thought that the Cowboys.
Was this in the state of Texas?
This was right down the street. Yes.
Wow. Yeah, he thought you were going to swing on him.
No. He was a big fella. And he was
thought
like,
you were going to swing on him.
I actually think you guys are going to win this weekend. He's like, because I thought we were going to split this year. I was like, yeah, me too. And he said the key to the game, the blueprint on Jalen Hurts is contain him and make him roll to his left. And he cannot yeah, throw the ball moving to his left. And then he also said that he was like, is this a big rivalry for y'all? And I'm like, the biggest. Yeah. And he goes, we don't look at it that way. We think that you guys think like Washington or New York's your biggest rival. I was like, we hate Philly. Like, yeah, our fan base.
You didn't
gets
tell
him
the truth.
Huh?
You did not tell him the truth. Yeah. It ain't the football team we hate.
It's the fans.
It's their fans.
Oh, I told him.
Yeah, we hate you, your fans.
I told him.
Your football team don't matter.
And he was like, you know, it's a badge of honor for them and everything. Yeah. But, you know, he was a nice dude. TJ, it was nice meeting you last night. I told
was
him
he
I'd
in
give
town
him a shout.
For the game? Or
he was in town for work, mm-hmm, and then he wanted to stay, never been to the stadium. He wanted to stay, but he had some other things going on. He had to get back home, and he was still debating on flying his wife down here to meet him for the game. But he's like, I'm probably going back. So, but he was a nice dude. We talked about football, and he was very knowledgeable, and he played minor league baseball. And,
so y'all both sat and said, well, I feel.
I feel, and he feels. Yeah, 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 yeah. And we talked about, you know, life and aliens and politics, and we still got along after all that in football. Wow.
The only politics Philly know is Ben Franklin. That's the sign. That's the big statue they got up, and that's the only thing they
received. You know, and he was like, I was telling him the stigma of Dallas every time we're on national TV. It's the stockyards, riding horses. Yeah. He goes, well, everybody thinks Philly is the Liberty Bell, the Rocky statue, and cheesesteak. He goes, I was like, yeah, your hero is a fictional character. He goes, we hate that. We hate that guy because of that. He was like, so they're just as stigmatized as we are. But it was an interesting
Gotham City. Yeah, Batman. That's all they are.
Since I'm talking about fans, I have one question before we get into some more of the Philly game. This was a post somebody sent me that someone put on Facebook. And I wanted to get your thoughts on this because we talked about Lipke the other day, and Nate laughed, and you know, but I think this is a great question. This guy says, his name is Tyshawn Hester. It says, I'm not really sure why we are hesitant to use our fullback on short yardage situations. It's just strange seeing Prescott in the shotgun on the 2-yard line when a 240-pound running back is on the game day roster. If it doesn't work, it's fine, but I don't understand not even trying. So my question is, if he's on the roster, why aren't you utilizing him more than just a handful of plays? What's your opinion on that, Nate?
You know what?
Like, why make him active if you could use that spot somewhere else?
This is the question I would like to ask. Mm-hmm. Has Hunter Lemke went to coach McCarthy or the offensive coordinator, what's the quarterback coach, Schottenheimer, mm-hmm. and say, Coach, trust me, I can block that linebacker.
Mm-hmm. I bet he hadn't.
You know, because if you want to get more playing time, McCarthy have never had a problem using a fullback.
Right.
But you just because you're 240 pounds or you're 6 foot, 240, that don't make you physical. That don't make you – what makes you physical is – let me see. Is you making a lot of special team plays? Is you hammering through people?
He leads the team in special teams tackles.
No, I'm saying, are you hammering through people? Are you running through wedges? We don't know that now because they don't allow wedges. Mm-hmm. You have to show a sign of physicality. And more importantly, go to the coach and say, Coach, you need a lead blocker? I'm that guy. Coaches will give you the shot. They will give you the shot. So, sir, what you're directing at us, you need to direct that Mr. Lemke. Call him, text him, go on his X page. I'm serious, or his Facebook page, and say, sir, go to – I'm serious. You want a little short story here quick, like?
Yes, sure. We love your short stories.
I remember we was in a meeting, and Larry Allen was evidently a beast. Him and Eric Williams playing on the same side. And I noticed we was going to run low – you know, we got out in this end zone – and on the play sheet, we're looking at the play. It's like four low rights and one low left. Hold on now. Even though I knew these two guys were ultra-talented athletes, I said, hey, coach, hold on.
This is your offensive coordinator?
Yeah, North Turner mm-hmm. in front of the whole team. I said, hold on, man. Coach, I got something to say. I said, y'all, now we've been low left for 15 games going back to last year. What's going on here? Me and Tua ain't getting the job done? Well, no, we just thought, coach, until we fail over here, this is my job. This low left is us. Coach, oh, well, okay. We went in the first game, first short yard, low left, first down. Next one, first down, touchdown. Then I looked at him. Point it up to the if you want a coach, you challenge a coach, and he will challenge you.
Mm.
And he will give you more than one shot. Now, he ain't going to say, he didn't get it right the first time. If Lemke feel the way these fans feel, he go to coaches and stay on him. Coach, I can block these linebackers. Coach, I can do this. Coach, I can get that ball up in there. They going to give you a couple of shots to prove who you are. So, I'm telling you, you fans – exploit and blow up these X and blow up these Facebooks, blow up whatever social media that you can get to. Say, hey, man, I'm fighting for you. Fight for yourself. And coaches will give you a shot.
That's interesting.
That is.
Yeah.
Does that happen a lot?
Yeah, I remember Emmett went to North. And we used the 1 year running him a lot. North, like, Emmett, like, I can catch the ball. So he went to North. And not only did he go to North, he proved during all the offseason catching balls, all the training camp catching balls. And then we used him a whole lot more that next year catching balls. The thing is, C.D. Lamb, talking with Coach Schottenheimer yesterday when he was doing special edition, Bill asked him, like, how is it, you know, setting up for C.D. Lamb? He said, you know, C.D., and the first thing he said was C.D. came to us, and he wanted the ball.
Yeah.
He said, but what impressed us the most as coaches, when he moaned about that ball, he came out on the field that next week, and we couldn't give him a formation or alignment that he didn't know the assignment.
Mm.
When you know your capabilities and you feel you can do something, and a coach ain't got to where you're at in your mind, challenge him. A coach, and if you go to him the right way, I ain't talking about calling him out in front of the players. And go to his office, coach, I feel I can do this. Give me an opportunity. Let me practice it. Show me what I need to do. Give me my options off of it, and I can do this. So while the fans are telling, you know, hanging with the boys, which we glad y'all reach out and touch us the way you do, you know, blow up, let's say, blow up X, blow up Facebook, blow up all his social things, saying, hey, man, we fighting for you. Are you in there fighting for yourself? Mm-hmm. I mean,
Lemke has done enough. He's earned enough where he can go sit down with Coach McCarthy or Coach Schottenheimer or whoever the running back coach is and say, I need these touches. I think I can help us do this, do that. It ain't like he asking for the ball. He asking to, not only for the ball, but to help get the guy in the end zone.
Good stuff, Nate. All right, let's take our first break. When we come back, we'll see if Kurt will talk on the second segment of Hanging with the Boys.
We're going to call his sister.
You're in the talking chair. You got to talk to
them. No, we're letting Nate in.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the second segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Blockchain.com. Thank you, Blockchain.com. And thank you, Archer, for sending me that Hunter Lipke tidbit that Nate had some great insight on. Thank you, Nate.
You're welcome.
We love story time with Nate. Anytime you want to tell stories, you just have at it.
The way you're saying it, you make me seem like I feel like I'm a liar. You know, you tell stories. I'm not telling stories, man. I'm telling
experience,
great facts. Adventures,
life experiences.
Yeah.
Are the Bills just gonna? If they lose to Kansas City, are they just falling off the cliff?
The only person that is falling off the cliff is the quarterback. His head coach, his offensive coordinator, went to New York, and for some reason, I don't feel he's being coached right or hard enough in the right directions. You are not that good. You have the greatest arm talent, you and Herbert, we have seen in a while. But you letting the mental part of the game get the best of you. Talented, strong, forceful, but don't know how to use it and when to use it. You know. So
the reason why I brought that up is we have NFL Network on in here, and they're previewing the Bills at the Chiefs.
Yeah,
Kurt's
they wouldn't
team.
Be. They, no, they wouldn't be out of it, but the Bills would definitely have some work to do.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Nate, does this game come down to? I think it comes down to offensively to quarterback play on both sides of the ball. But is this game more about offense or defense to you?
Shannon, it's more about who makes the less mistakes at that quarterback position. Yeah, it's about who, you know, we know that our guys, the guy you hung out with, has said this guy's been turning the ball over. And it's not been nice. He's not been moving around as effectively as he has been doing. I'm talking about the one Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. Whereas our guy, Dak, is moving around well. He's making great decisions. And more importantly, he's being decisive when he makes those decisions to get the ball into the right guy's hand. He's moving around, not so much to run, but it's to make sure that secondary receiver or his primary receiver get a chance to open himself up so he can possibly throw a pass to him. If not, then he gets rid of it or takes a little two-yard gain and gets down. So our guy's playing better. I think what Philadelphia will try to do, though, Shannon and Curtis, they will try to run a little bit more effectively, you know, before they really open up their passing games, because that is what they've truly gotten away from, is their run game and making it a dominant force early. These guys think they can throw on us just like we know 100% we can throw on them, you know. What they're going to try to do is they're going to have to load their back end. They're going to have to rush four and load their back end. They're going to have the rest of the guys sitting back there in coverage because these guys cannot stay with our guys. And our tight end, Fergie, CeeDee Lamb, Cooks, and whoever the fourth guy is, they can't stay with them. And they know this, and if they don't get a definite pass rush. See, I don't believe that Hassan Reddick can do it by himself. I don't believe he can do it by himself. But if those two horses or three horses in the middle are getting pressure on Dak quickly to make him move around, that's when Reddick can get that two-way jump on Steele.
Yeah.
So it's going to come down to Dak being aware early in the game. You know, don't give up a cheap sack early in the game. Don't throw yourself in a bad play early in the game. Let's say they kick it deep into the end zone and we get it on the 25. We don't need our first play to be a 9-yard sack. No. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't want to give them any life to breathe. You know, punting it, you know, getting to the 30, 31 and punting it, not a bad thing because we got a good enough punter. He can flip field position. So, and we can play it like that because they got to deal with our defense too. I think our defense have been in a lull the last two or three games. They haven't my eyes, I ain't talking about numbers. Numbers don't impress me, not in big games. What impressed me is what my eyes tell me. That's why I tell people, watch the game. Dak threw for 371 yards and we lost.
Yeah.
So numbers don't impress me, but what I saw him doing in that game impressed me.
This is kind of a statement game for the defense because the three best teams they've played, you know, the 49ers, they give up 42, Eagles 28, Seahawks 35. I mean, they're giving up an average of 35 points to those top teams. Is this something we need to see the defense step up?
You know it, man. I mean, you basically threw me a loaded question, and I love that. I mean, yeah. That right there, full of potato spuds, there, baby. We need to put some butter on it because that is the truth. I mean, these guys have not performed at a high level, but I don't worry about that performing at a high level the whole game. But the situation where they did against the Seahawks in that last quarter, where they just boom, boom, took them off the field. They made plays. It's about the great situation of defense. That is what has saved Philly bacon up into the 49ers game. They made enough plays defensively to win the game. Cowboys last game made enough plays defensively late in the game. Who will make those plays in the fourth quarter if it's close to make those plays? And I challenge this, and I challenge Parsons. I need you to play big in the fourth quarter. D-Law, big in the fourth quarter. If it's close, I want these two guys to make the play. I need for Bland make the play in the fourth quarter that can switch this game and give Aubrey a fair chance, a 40 a yard or less field goal chance to win this game. Let Dak take it downfield if we're down by three, down by four, and score a touchdown. challenge our defense. This is what we need. I like great situational football, the ability to take the game over when it's at its pivotal point.
Yeah. We talked a lot about this yesterday, in that when you brought the video earlier, Bosa said we set the 49ers set the game plan for how to beat the Eagles, which in their minds was the goal wasn't sacks, the goal was containment.
Yes.
Do you think that the Cowboys have the personnel that they can duplicate
Definitely. When you have blinding speed on the outside, and as long as this is where I don't think Parsons can freelance as much. Parsons will freelance on you and take an inside charge. They got a quarterback that can get outside and break contain. You come around as fast as you can, and you keep your eye on that quarterback. And when you feel you're a yard before you pass him, stop. Now redirect. See where he's at. Jump up in the air. Try to bat down some balls. Try to close down the passing lanes. In the middle, come as a wave. If you got two guys in the middle, stay in your spot. Come as a wave. Don't let him be able to – you just come so fast and you miss. Now he can scoot up and move out. Mm-hmm. Now he can run. He can take off. You know, keep him in front of you. And if anything else, just jump up. Block a passing lane. Make it hard for him. But don't just let him take off and scurry out of there, because he is still healthy enough and powerful enough to make some things happen.
I don't think I've ever heard – maybe I have. I just didn't pay attention to it because it wasn't about – an upcoming game, but I don't think I've ever heard a player in a locker room right after they played a team and beat them mention that team and then talk about the team that team they just beat is playing the next week. Because he said, I hope the Cowboys were watching, you know.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on that?
My thing is this here. They are supremely confident. They have beaten –
The 49ers?
The 49ers have beaten two of the top three teams in the NFC besides themselves.
And we're talking about Nick Bosa.
All they got to do is face – have they faced Detroit?
No.
All they got to do is face Detroit. And if they wasn't win that game, they'll be going to beat all
– everybody that's going to come see them.
Yeah, so they are supremely confident, and they are doing this without a lot of scheming with their front four. Their front four, they're two tackles. They come in a wave. They don't get off out of kilter too much. Bosa and that other guy, they come off the edges. They don't get out of place too much. So now you got to throw in the coverage. And that's what seems to hurt Dak. And that's what seems to hurt the other kid, Jalen, because they don't read those coverages quick enough. I'm not saying they can't read coverage, but not quick enough. They're not – you know, now Dak has been decisive these last four or five games, but I don't want to give Philly secondary no credit. I don't, because they're not good. Mm. But their front four are, their front seven are. So now when Dak go to the second, third read, can we hold up? It's going to be about two things. Can we hold up offensively as a line against them?
To give him enough time.
To give him enough chance. Now, everybody's talking about how Kittle bumped Haason Reddick, bumped Sweat, and then went out and made some big plays. Do we want to duplicate that? Do we want to copy that? Yes, we do. But you got to understand now, tackle is a right tackle is a little bit more healthier than our right tackle, and they left tackle, you know, is pretty nice too. So now this is the game where we will really see how well our offensive line is played by how many resources we have to give to them on to block that front four.
All right, let's take our last break. When we come back, we got some calls, Chris.
We do.
Let's take a few calls when we come back, and we'll give you our predictions, and we made up our own pod pick this week because we didn't have one. So we'll get to that when we come back for the last segment of Hanging.
Yes, sir.
Hanging.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't-been-here-in-years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James right here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year Award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to DallasCowboys.com/Fan of the Year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the final segment of Hanging. Grab ya Hanging.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Jigsaw, the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys.
Old Jigsaw need to come see old Hanging.
Yeah.
Tell him we get a hanging treat. You know what I'm saying?
Come see on the show. Yeah. Hang with us.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, take a couple of calls. Who we got on the phone?
We got your boy Anthony from Miami.
Hey, what's up, Anthony?
What's up, my dudes? Wow, man, I love y'all boys. Wow, Nate, you be looking good on them post game shows, brother. I just got to tell you, bro.
But hadn't he stepped it up? And what you don't see on those shows is his shoe game. He got some shoes now. He had one pair of shoes for the last 12 years, and now he's got Jordans. And
I didn't know you was looking that close.
Don't do it like that, Shannon. I don't hear Jesse's voice. He's missing.
Yeah.
So, Jess, wherever you at, man, thinking about your brother. But let me go on and break this thing down. Man, y'all know me, man. I said 12-4-1. I said a tie, but I don't want that tie this week. We'll do that tie later if we got to do it. I need this one. But I think it's going to be close. So I'm going 31-30. And, of course, I need Dak to do his magic, as I predicted 6 weeks ago when all this talk – when I had a talk with him and he started doing the things he needed to do, you know. But anyway, defense, I just got a problem with that, man. My thing is, come on, safeties. Y'all got to help. We let Bland – I mean, we gave him a bad – because that first pass last week, that wasn't on him, I don't think. So I don't think, you know, you add those yards up, it wasn't a lot. And what this man has done all year, I mean, to say he got torched, you know, your safety, everybody showed it. Your safety messed it up. So I need Curse, man. You know, that was Donovan, but I need Curse to step up. Curse is not – I don't know if Israel or the other guy, DeWani Thomas or whatever, can take his spot. But, man, I've been watching him all season. I haven't seen nothing. So I don't know. They need to step up, and we need not to rush these pass lanes and let this man just sneak around or sneak right down the middle for 25 yards. If we do that, I think it'll be 31-30. Cowboys, we're on our way, man.
All right.
Y'all boys. Talk to y'all, man.
All right. Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate it. 31-30. The spread, just looked it up, is Cowboys -3.5. Over under is 52 as of right now.
It's
so
factor in the home, that's pretty even, isn't it?
Pretty even, yeah. I think this game could be a blowout Cowboys way.
That'd be nice.
I think it's probably going to be close, but I could see a version of if they get up early, two scores early. I think it's going to be a blowout. I think you just take the life out of them.
I'll take it.
So, yeah. All right, Chris, who else we got? Sorry, Chris is working.
Man, you talked me right out on the phone.
Antonio, from
South Carolina.
Learn to multitask. You're a producer. Come on,
Antonio,
man.
From South Carolina.
What's up, Antonio?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm all right. Hey, okay. Well, I got a kind of a problem.
Uh-oh.
I was listening to the show Tuesday, and Shannon, you, well, I heard what you and Jesse said. You sounded like those boys on BFTN, man.
What? What did we say?
Y'all said if Dallas lose this game and it's over, y'all was acting like the world was going.
Oh, it's over. It's over.
No.
It's over. What I mean by that is, if they lose this game, they are the same team that you have seen for the last, 12, 13, 14, 15 years. They're good. They're sexy. They get your hopes up, and they can't win the big game. They got to win this one to prove us wrong.
Well, this is a different team. This ain't Jason Garrett.
But that's what we've been saying for the last 3 years, Antonio.
This ain't Wade Phillips' team. Well, you know, come on.
It's been Mike McCarthy's team for the last 2 years, right? This is his, third year or fourth year?
Fourth
year. So the last 3 years, it's been Mike's team. But what's the result? Well, the same result that we've had. No NFC championship game.
Well, this was a regular season.
Sorry, you got me fired up. I didn't mean to be ugly to you. Go ahead, Ann.
No, man. You good. You know, well, you know, it's a new season when you get in the playoffs. So I'm keeping it like that. You saw what happened with the 07 Giants. I was hoping we would have won that year, but Jesse's boy dropped the ball.
Mm.
But I got Cowboys 40, Eagles 10.
Ooh, there's
40
a blowout.
There's your blowout. All right, Antonio, I appreciate it, man. Thank you for the call. South Carolina or North Carolina? Where's he from?
South.
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Okay, I'm writing all this down. And Anthony's in Miami, right?
Yeah.
That's correct.
And you feel the same way, too, huh, Nate?
What's that?
They got to win this game.
Yeah.
Or it's the same old, right? You got to break through that wall, right?
Yes,
and learn
you
that you can win these games.
Yes, you
to
do.
To get to where you need to go.
That's right, 100%. I mean,
it was almost like the year. What was the year that the Cowboys went up to Seattle and they beat Seattle when nobody gave them a chance?
Yeah,
and they proved to themselves that they could do it, right?
Right.
And then they had a good year that year, didn't they?
Yeah, that was the Dez catch year.
You can't just keep talking about we're knocking on the door. You can't just sooner or later you got to come through the door,
right?
You know, even to invite Dracula in, I thought,
break it down. Break it down.
Yeah, once you invite Dracula in, he sucks the whole place dry. I mean, blood dry for blood.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. Glad you corrected that.
Yeah, with blood.
Chris, who's on the phone?
Wow.
I got him again.
Got him.
He got worse than phones quicker, man. Yeah. What is he doing back there, man? How long does it take for you to say, hello, hanging with the boys, hang on, who is this?
Stop. Cynthia from Laredo wants to talk to Nate.
Cynthia, talk to you. You have Nate.
Hey, Nate.
How you doing, man?
So grateful. I don't know if you remember, but I took a picture with you and Michelle at the Giants game.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just wanted to say thank you with all my heart because now I can go to heaven and I'm going to be a happy camper.
Okay? Thank you. You're welcome.
And also, I was the first female at Talking Cowboys, and they asked me which was my favorite show, and I told them, well, I love Nate Newton.
Thank you.
So that sort of told them, like, Talking Cowboys is not my favorite show, but I listened to all of them. And, guys, I just wanted to say hi and thank you guys for – it's so much fun watching you guys and laughing. And, of course, more than anything – Nate's expertise. Thank you, Nate.
What's the score?
Oh, okay. I would say it's going to be closer, like 27-23.
27-23. I like it. Well, thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you.
Glad we can make you laugh. And you're right. Nate makes this show.
Yes.
Nate and Jesse for sure. Me and Kurt.
Then I leave by Jesse, man. Jesse come in here fired up.
Oh, he will.
Come Monday. Well, win, lose, or draw.
He ain't listening. He ain't going to listen to the show.
Well, you think.
Me and Kurt just participate. We're just happy to be in the same room with y'all for an hour every day. So, Chris, who we got on the phone?
You didn't get me this time.
Oh, man.
It's Geneva in Port Arthur, Texas.
Port Arthur. I spent some time down in Port Arthur. How are you, Geneva?
I am just Peachy King.
All right. Nice.
What's going on?
Nothing much. Two things. Defense, I need them to seal the edges. Don't let Jalen out. Offense, protect Dak. Score, Dallas 30, Eagles 14.
Thank you.
Nice. That's like, what she's talking about.
Like that call. Short and sweet. Thank you, Geneva. Hold it down.
Thank you.
Hold it down there in Port Arthur in Orange, Texas. Had some friends of mine that moved. My high school best friend moved to that area. Really? I used to drive down there every once in a while and see them. Not a whole lot going on down there. They got one hell of a bridge over the the bay there, but that's about it. What's your favorite place you've ever traveled, Nate? You drive a lot. Where's your favorite place to drive? Oh, it doesn't get much better than the one out there in California.
No, it don't. But, man, you go towards you catch it at the right time. You're going up the Carolina coast, man, North and South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Boy, you talking about you can get off on the back roads. You talking about something beautiful.
In the fall,
going through Tennessee.
When the leaves are changing.
Going through Tennessee, man. 26, 24, going up the south and north. Man, just all up and down there. Just because I like looking at trees and ridges and mountains, man. You get up in Tennessee, you can get lost up in there. It's nice, man.
So you like the country stuff, huh?
Yes, and then Butte, Montana, man. And
really?
Going up into Butte, Montana, and you go down into these ravines and you climb these mountains and wind around. But you talking about something beautiful? Wow.
Kurt, what about you?
We drive similar to that. We were up in Yellowstone on the east side of the Rockies one day, and on the way home back to where we were staying, we drove down the west side of the Rockies in Idaho at sunset.
Yeah, wow.
It was
beautiful. Beautiful beach sand in these mountains we're talking about. And I didn't run into our boy, man. Nobody told me I need to stay off their property, so
who?
I was good.
Who?
Yellowstone.
Oh, you know what? I quit watching that.
I did too, man. You said
when I started hearing that Costner was all that drama was going on, I was like, man, this just ruined the show for me. Like it's not like I watch TV to fantasize, not get caught up in real life drama.
Nah,
but I hear 1883 and what is it 1932?
I quit watching it, man, because it just puts you. That was some real assassination going on what they was doing.
I never got into it.
I'd be like, man, these dudes don't play. Even 1883, the mom, you know. Oh my God!
Women
don't play in these shows.
That was tough. That was you talking about. How did this country ever get established? Yeah. Like, woo wee, man.
It's good enough just to own this room. They didn't want the room. They want the whole building.
Oh, yeah.
How much land you want? See those mountains there?
Yeah.
30 miles away. You see those mountains? I want to own all the way to those mountains.
Crazy.
And they try to hold it, too, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It's that time of the week where we give you our score predictions. We made up our own pod pick this week.
Yes.
Because we didn't have one. We were kind of hoping that we'd have a special guest today, Nick, but he didn't stop by today. We got an extra chair.
He fills in for me, I guess.
I guess
he said he can't talk much.
He texted me, say he's busy.
Oh, well.
Well, I'm going. Whatever. He said I'm going with Jake Ferguson. I already see what the pod.
You weren't invited today, Nick. I was just kidding. Our pod pick is who will have the first big play of the game, either team,
Jake
of
Ferguson.
20 plus yards. So we will go with
Jake Ferguson.
We will go with Nate. Go ahead. What's your score prediction?
Oh man, we need to beat these guys, man. We
by
need to beat
many?
Them by one, just by one. You can, I don't care how what score you put. We got to beat
by
these
one.
Guys.
And Jake Ferguson is your
Fergie first.
One of these days, it's going to hit.
Yes, it is.
Nate picks Jake Ferguson, even if it's a defensive question. So, Chris, what's your score and who you got?
I'm going to go with 40-34.
Okay.
Ooh.
Was the same score as last year. We beat them at home, just letting you know. And I'm going to go with Cooks. Big play.
Ooh, I like that.
That's who I was going to take.
I like that.
Sorry.
Jesse is coming in at 38-31.
Okay.
A.J. Brown is his pick.
Okay.
Jazz is coming in at 35-21.
Mm-hmm.
A.J. Brown is her pick.
Lady with the green hair.
Mm-hmm. And Brother Will is coming in at 35-30. Oh, Jazz was 35-21. Will is 35-31. And CD is his pick. So, Kurt, what is your score and your pick?
Score is 33-28. And, yeah, Chris, I'm going to bandwagon on you. Ride your carpet. I'll go with Cooks there.
Going with Cooks. I am going to go.
Can I change mine?
Yeah.
The Zeke.
That's a whole nother. We should have done a segment on that. You know how many people I heard from last night? Zeke looked good. Zeke looks good.
I tried to tell you that before he left.
And I know you got some opinions on that.
Yeah.
We should have talked about that. I'm gonna go with a shocker here.
Ooh.
Shocker. Get it?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna go 34 to 17.
Wow.
Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And I'm going to go, my pick is going to be, I'm going to go Swift, because I think he's going to rip a run right up the middle.
Oh, if we do,
Swift.
We're through.
Yep.
I hope he still beat up from last week.
Just one. I think maybe the blueprint is out, and you're playing at home, and this defense needs a statement game.
Yes.
And they haven't had a big, you know, big turnover game like they did early in the season. I think they're due, and I think, like Nate said, I think the Eagles are a little down right now. So
in a lull, I don't want to say down.
Kick them in a lull.
Man.
Kick them in the lull.
Cowboys, all we need you to do is drop them and hang them, baby.
Hang them.
Hang them.
Everybody's got the score. 30. Lowest score is 33.
Yep.
Kurt. Everybody's got them scoring 33 or more.
Really?
So, yeah.
Hmm.
Some of our callers, Cynthia said 27 and Geneva said 30. So, all right. Good stuff, Kurt. Yes, good sir. Seeing you, man. Jesse, we miss you. Nate.
All right, Jess.
Wonderful stuff. Thank you for sharing life experiences. And
yeah, I like that. I like that. Tell your mom and everybody we say hello.
I will. Chris.
You know, slap your son upside the head.
Thanks for working those phones in a timely manner for us back there. Jazz.
Thanks.
Thanks for not being present today. Will, thanks for giving me your picks. What's the guy's name?
Josh. Who got to make a decision. I heard you today waffling. Didn't we waffling, bro? I taught you better.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
We will be back on Victory Monday. Yes. Hanging with the boys. We'll see you then.
We out.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!